someone's finally taken the Peyton's place.
Must be nobody told him about the house being built on the ancient Indian burial ground.
Oh, Betty, that's just a myth.
Duh, tell that to the Peytons.
Did you hear that? Somebody's taking the Peyton's place.
Well, that's too bad.
We gotta stop them.
Hey, Tommy?
Yeah?
Who are the Peytons?
I don't know.
Thanks for the info, Betty. Talk to you later. Oh, Stu, the new neighbors are here. We should go over and say hello.
Dee, do we have to? I never have anything to say to people when I first meet them.
Guess what the husband does?
What?
He writes stories for the Dummy Bears.
The Dummy Bears? They're my favorite cartoon! Let's go! I still don't know about this Jell-O thing, Dee.
Stu, it's a tradition. You always give Jell-O molds to the new neighbors. It's your new neighbors. Nice place.
Yeah, too bad it's under a curse.
Oh, Stu.
Hey, pal, move it or lose it.
Sorry.
Oh, great, you must be the plumber. Thank goodness you're here.
Actually, we're the Pickles from across the street.
Oh, hi.
Say, did you know this house was built on a
foundation? A very strong foundation. I mean, people talk. It doesn't mean anything. Oh, nice lamp.
It's the curse.
Oh, well, I'll make another one.
You made that lamp?
A couple of years ago, I got into recreating Tiffany lamps from original designs. You know, just for a hobby.
It's so perfect.
Or at least it was.
Thanks. That's what the Tiffany Company said, too. I'm Lucy Carmichael, by the way. Come on in. I'll introduce you to the family. This is my husband.
Randy Carmichael? Randy Dummy Bear Carmichael? It's an honor, sir. A real honor. I just love your show.
Gee, thanks.
You know the one I really loved? The one where Zippo the Dummy Bear with the pink bow gives a valentine to Mongo the Bad. I get choked up every time.
Randy prefers not to talk about the show.
Oh, sure, sure. Just one question, Randy. Who came up with the idea of giving them heart-shaped faces?
I gotta move some stuff in from the van.
Remember the one where Gummo and Binky saved all the mopey boys from Depression Valley? That was genius. Pure genius.
And these are the kids. Buster, Elisa, Edwin, and Susie. I'm sorry, dear. You know that's not the way to get what you want. Oh, my, what a nice Jell-O mold. Come on, let's put it in the fridge.
Susie, what's yours?
Tommy.
Hi, Tommy. Want me to show you our new house?
But what about your sucker?
Sucker? Oh, yeah. That's not important right now. Come on.
All our new neighbors have been so nice. I've never been so stocked up on Jell-O. Mrs. DeVille gave us this one. Patty O'Reilly sent this one over. And old Mr. Filibuster made that one. We may not be eating that one right away.
Oh, who made that one?
Oh, this one? It's mine. A little thing I picked up at the Cordon Bleu.
You studied at the Cordon Bleu?
Well, I didn't study there, actually. I was a guest lecturer, but it's never too late to learn a thing or two, right, Dee Dee?
Oh, yes, of course.
This is our living room. The movers came to our old house and they moved the whole thing over here to our new house.
Really? Wow.
Those are my big brothers and that's my big sister. They moved them here too.
Hey, Ed! What's fragile mean?
And this is the den. They brought it from the old house, too.
Even the floor?
Yep, even the floor.
Wow, you sure have a fun house, Susie.
Yeah, and you haven't even seen the best room of all. My room. Come on. It's got my bed and my toy box and my rocking horse and my circus lamp and my balloon wallpaper and my window that I can see the backyard. It's the bestest room in the whole.
This is your room?
This isn't my room. Where's my bed? And my toys? Where's my window? Where's my room?
Don't worry, Susie. Maybe they put it somewhere else.
That's it, Tommy. They put my room someplace else. Come on. Maybe my room's in here.
Kind of small, isn't it? That's a stairs.
This is it for sure.
Your room is a party?
But the toughest thing about landing a jet at O'Hare is the way the runway lights reflect off the lake.
My goodness, getting your commercial pilot's license. How did you find the time?
I'll tell you something, Dee Dee. After college, the Peace Corps, med school, getting married and raising a family, earning my wings was a cinch.
Mommy, Mommy, I can't find my...
Not now, sweetie. Mrs. Pickles and I are very busy.
But, Mommy, I can't find my...
Susie... We talked about this before. That's not the way to get what you want.
But...
Susie, now you take Tommy and go play.
Daddy!
And you know that scene where Daffy Bear dances the dance of the lemon people? I laughed! I cried!
Daddy! Daddy!
In a second, babe.
No, no, no. You gotta lift from your knees.
Not now, Susie. Please.
I just gotta find my room. I just gotta.
Wait, I got an idea.
You do? What is it?
Well, why don't you just go to sleep? Yeah, see, lots of times when I go to sleep somewhere else, I wake up and I'm back in my room.
It's crazy, but it just might work. Tommy.
Yeah?
This isn't working.
Oh, I know. Let's leave one of your toys in the middle of the room.
What?
Well, lots of times when I leave my toys in the middle of the floor, I come back later and they're gone. Then, when I look in my room, there they are.
So you think if we leave a toy on the floor and watch it, we'll find out where it goes and then we'll find my room?
Maybe. Hey, Susie.
Yeah?
I don't think it's going anywhere.
Me either. It's no use, Tommy. I'll never find my room.
Hey, Susie, wait!
I can't believe it! I had my room this morning and now it's gone!
Maybe your mom and dad didn't bring it.
They had to bring it. They packed it up and they put it in the truck and they... That's it! It's still in the truck! There it is, Tommy. The moving truck. Come on!
But, Susie, I'm not allowed to go in the front yard without a grown-up.
There's a grown-up. Let's go.
Hey, Ed, how do you think they get them little M's on the M&Ms, huh?
It's up there, Tommy. I know it. My whole room is up there. Come on. Hurry, Tommy. I can't wait to show you.
Where is it?
Oh, no. It's not here.
Uh-oh.
My room! My room! I'll never see it again. Where will I sleep? Where will I play with? I'll have to live in the laundry room!
Don't cry, Susie. You could come over and play with me in my room.
It's not the same. A kid has to have her own room. Somewhere to keep her stuff. To go with you at the player.
What's going on, Susie?
I don't know. I think it stopped.
So long!
Andy. See you tomorrow. I want to talk about that lost episode.
Hey, Luce. Remember when the realtor told us about that ancient Indian curse?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he's it, do you?
Randy.
Just a thought.
Bye, Tommy. Thanks.
Love this deed. The kitty carnival is just like having an overpriced amusement park in your very own home.
Some assembly required. Are you sure you have time for this today, Stu?
Dee Dee, I make toys for a living. I can slap this thing together in no time. Uh-oh.
Maybe you'd better take a look at the instructions first. Well, it should be lovely when it's done.
Can't be as complicated as it seems. Spike, come back here with that thing.
You are. I bet you just can't wait for Daddy to build your kitty carnival.
That crazy dog. He practically ruined the whatever that is. Is there anything else in that box?
I don't think so.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm going to take this trash out. Hiya, Chaz.
The kitty carnival, huh? Bob Jackson down the street bought one of these for his kid a couple of months ago.
Yeah? How's he like it?
Well, last I heard, he was still trying to assemble the thing.
Oh.
Yeah, stopped eating, stopped sleeping, just spends all his time working on that toy. Looks good, though. Lost a lot of weight. Well, see you later, Stu.
All right.
Hey, this is just what I need.
What's the matter with Tommy?
I have no idea. He was just fine a minute ago.
I'll be right back, Chucky. Chucky, I didn't know you were in there. I'm afraid I need this box. Here you go, Chucky. Why don't you play with this? Now mind the babysitter. I've got to take this stuff over to Howard and Betty's. Hi, Betty. I brought over some stuff for that auction at your gym.
Thanks, Chaz. You're a prince. And give me a hand with this junk, will ya?
House! I smell your cave!
It's not a cave, Lillian. It's a house!
It's a dark, scary cave, Philip!
House.
Cave!
House! who's in the cave. Ooh. Ah, this is life.
Watch out for that bear, Finn.
It's not a bear. It's a chair.
Get off the bear.
This is my house, Lillian, and I'll sit on any bear I...
Coming with us to the auction?
I wish I could, but my hair...
Oh, look, isn't that cute? I guess I've been letting them watch too much pro wrestling. Come on, you two! Howard, Chaz, now you're ready to go!
Oh, no, I really can't come. You see, the auction...
Nonsense, of course you can.
No, it's just that Chucky's babysitter has to go home at 5.
Oh, we're leaving the twins with Stu and Dee Dee. I'm sure they can look after Chucky, too. Come on, it'll be fun. Take that dirty old box outside.
Well, sometimes I think we rely too much on Stu and Dee Dee to babysit.
Oh, they love it.
Uh-oh. Looks like Chaz is bringing Chucky over here, too.
Great. Why don't we just open up a daycare center?
Sorry, Stu. I didn't know Drew was going to be leaving Angelica with us today.
I mean, why do we even need a doormat? You and I could just lie face up on the front porch with our tongues hanging out.
Penny! How? Charles, so nice to see you.
Oh, this is kind of short notice, but Betty felt that...
Chaz decided to go to the auction, too.
And you wanted to know if we'd look after Chucky.
We'd love to. Angelica's here, too. She and Tommy are out back with Grandpa.
Well, how's the kitty carnival coming along?
Wrong subject, Chaz.
Whoops, we gotta run.
I gotta go check my box. There's gotta be another left connector assembly rod in there somewhere. Great. Just great. Somebody swipe my box.
You'll make a real great noise, Tommy, I promise. Just aim for the very tip of the foot.
I don't know, Angelica.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Angelica.
Great. Just what I need. More babies.
What you doing? Nothing. I did have this neat race car, but then my dad took it away.
Really? I had a rocket ship. I ran all over the galaxy and stuff.
But then my dad took it away, too.
We had a scary cave.
It was a house, Lillian.
Oh, please. You babies didn't have any of that stuff.
No, we did, Angelica.
Well, where is it then?
We told you, Angelica. Our moms and dads took it away.
A likely story.
I can't believe Howard took my box.
Stu, you threw it out.
It's the principle of the thing, Deed. A man's trash is sacred. I mean... well, it doesn't matter. The left connector assembly rod wasn't in there anyway.
I told you the box was empty.
I don't know. Maybe we should start putting locks on our garbage cans.
Oh, Stu.
Look, guys, it's my race car!
No, that's my cave!
My house!
It's my rocket ship! Hey, you know what? I think it's a race car and a cave and a house and a rocket ship!
Really?
Wow!
Just looks like a dumb old box to me.
A dumb old box?
It's not just a dumb old box!
Yeah, it's our box!
Not anymore. Now it's my box.
What's going on out here?
Nothing. We're just playing a nice little children's game, Aunt Dee Dee.
Oh, isn't that sweet? Oh, Stu.
Don't say anything.
But Stu...
Please, Dee Dee. I've tried everything. I'm a failure as a toy builder, a father, and a human being.
Come with me, Stu. I want to show you something.
Come on, Angelica, give us a break!
We'll never see your precious box again.
That's what you think!
Amazing! All that excitement over a lousy box.
Come on, Stu. Don't you remember your first box?
Come to think of it, I do. It was an old shoebox of my father's. I made it into a submarine. Then Drew stepped on it.
Look! I got wings!
Oops. What are you doing?
It's part of our game. I was pretending to wreck the baby's box. We were just playing. They made me do it!
Hey, kids. I got a real treat for you. Come inside and check it out.
The kitty carnival? He finished the kitty carnival! May 1st! May 1st! May
1st! Uh-oh. Stu must have given up on a kitty carnival.
Oh, the little ones are going to be so disappointed.
They sound like they're taking it well enough.
Come on in. Join the party. I'm telling you, Dee Dee, this box concept is going to put Pickles Toys on the map.
I just don't get it.